This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let me just, you know, he wants to be a tough guy. A lot of times, you'll have, and it doesn't work very well with
how tough is it to take a lot of times, property from an elderly woman?
Let me talk quiet. That's all of his donors and special interests out there. So, that's what it is. And by the way, let me just tell you, we need the tickets. You can't get them. You know who has the tickets? I'm talking about the television audience. Donors, special interests, the people that are putting up the money. Who it is? The RNC told us we have all donors in the audience. And the reason they're not loving me, is I don't want their money. I'm going to do the right thing for the American public. I don't want their money. I don't need their money. And I'm the only one up here that can say that.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. So why did I play that clip? I played that clip because I wanted to remind you, that was from 2016 when Jeb Bush was the shoe-in candidate, right? And that was Donald Trump sharpening his sword right before your very eyes. And I mean, he made it razor sharp. And it could cut through ice, a block of ice. That's how much this guy... As I go back and I review and look at the things that he did, I say to myself, wow. How masterful was it for what this guy was able to accomplish? And let me dissect this because I want you to understand what Biden's going to get, what... you know, whoever, if it ends up being Biden, who knows? It supposedly will be. Let's see. But whether it's Biden or whomever, I want you to understand Trump's style and why we were so glued to this guy and what he did in this thing. Because I want you to understand how masterful this really is. They should be studying this in political science in colleges. So understand what you heard. If I were to quiz you and say, what was that segment about? What would you say? Now, I know I'm not going to hear your answers, but here's what I'll tell you. Most people didn't even get what the bigger point was. So let me tell you what it was. It was Bush, Jeb Bush, accusing Donald Trump of taking away property from an old woman through eminent domain. He was trying to demonize Donald Trump by saying, you took property away from an old woman. And so the minute he says that, he says, Donald Trump doesn't even let him finish. That's rule number one. You don't get to finish your lie. Okay? I'm helping you here to understand how Donald Trump says, I'm going to take control of the narrative. Number one, you're not going to finish your lie. You're going to take from an old woman. And I'm not even going to play the clip again just so you can hear. But that's it. And Donald Trump says, whatever. Yeah, just shut up, tough guy. And he interrupts. He says, just Jeb trying to be a tough guy. Now, why did he do it? Two reasons. One, Jeb was lying. Donald Trump is like, I used the laws of the land in order to do what I needed to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. In Donald Trump's eyes, truth of it was he relocated the woman. You know, you got to do it all by the legal stuff. But he relocates the woman. Happens all the time. It isn't a Donald Trump issue. But Jeb tried to make it that. Trump says, I'm not letting you get away with it. So he stops him. And he also stops the thing that Jeb had been trying to do because people were calling him a wimp. That he was living on the legacy of his brother and his father. So he was trying to play tough. And Tom's like, stop with the tough guy act. You're not a tough guy. And you hear Jeb, I'm just a tough guy. With that nervous laugh. Okay? Then Donald Trump, they boo him. This is where it gets really cool. Because now the audience boos him. Boo, boo. And Donald Trump goes, oh, yeah, really? Let me tell you who those boos are. Those boos are donors and special interests. And then he does something that's even more masterful. Because none of us really understood it. If an audience boos you, you think, wow, that must be the prevailing narrative. Donald Trump went, I'm not going to let you get away with the lie. You want to know what those boos are? He explains it to you. Those boos are special interest. Those boos are the donors of Jeb Bush. By the way, let me give you a little inside baseball. We know that they only let tickets go to their team. They wouldn't let us get our people in because they don't want you hearing people cheering for me. He goes on to say, excuse me, that is the reason they're not loving me. What an interesting way to put that. I remember hearing that going, you would think he's an egomaniac in saying that. No, he's explaining. No, that's the reason they're not loving me. They didn't let my folks in. I'm a lot more popular than you think. I'm telling you, this Mr. Tough guy that's spilling lies and then these boos that are lies are donors in special interest. And then he goes on with essentially the knockout punch. And he says, I don't want their money. I don't need their money. Now, what was the original point? The original point was Jeb Bush trying to explain to people that Donald Trump is a mean old man who takes property away from an old woman. And Donald Trump took the narrative and he says, you're not going to get away with these lies. You're not going to get away with the idea that I'm not popular. And not only that, I'm going to give people the punchline. I'm going to give them the catchphrase. I'm going to give them that sound bite. I don't want their money. I don't need their money. And that's how he did it. Now, fast forward to the billionaires that ran against him. You know why they got no traction? Because they don't know how to do that. They can't. Bloomberg can't tell you. He's a rich guy. He can't tell you he doesn't have any special interests. He's got lots of special interests. This guy's been on every side of the issue. Look, I'm not trying to re-prosecute on people that are out of the race. I'm just telling you why Donald Trump resonates. Why is it that, and I talked about it earlier in the broadcast, why is Rolling Stone afraid of Donald Trump? Why are people going, we normally don't have this kind of excitement in a re-election campaign? Why do you think Donald Trump holds those rallies that gets tens of thousands of people there with close to 100 to 150,000, give or take, that request tickets? Why do you think he's a media juggernaut? All this stuff is at play. The left can't establish a narrative. I dare you, go back and look at the number of things that they've tried to pin on Donald Trump. Just go look at it. Russian collusion. I mean, go back to misogynists, hates Mexicans, whatever. They can't do it. This is why. We're going to get into some other stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are hoping for a pandemic with coronavirus because only God can bring down Trump. They have tried. They can't get away with it. So they are literally hoping people get sick. They're hoping the stock market dropped, what, a couple thousand points, three, four, I don't know, over the whatever bit of time. Forget how far it's gone up, right? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I should say welcome back. Let me tell you, it's not going to work. Here's the reason why. When the coronavirus doesn't do what it says it's going to do, then what happens? Stocks rebound. This is probably, strategically, the worst thing that could happen to Democrats. You want to know why? Because it means it's all going to head back up. Trump was like, remember when he said, no, don't let it just keep soaring. Don't let it do that. He goes, let it go up gradually. He was tipping his hand. You don't want this explosive growth, because with explosive growth come these big dips and dives. He's going, no, no, no. But now he got a big dip. And you want to know what's going to happen between now and November? It's going to crawl back up. And it's going to go up in big numbers. If it drops into 2,000 or whatever in a day or 1,000 in a day, what do you think is going to happen? You think it's going to go up by 20 or 30 points? When the hoopla dies down and all the money grabbers are through selling short and doing whatever they're doing, the people who manipulate the market, it's going to come right back up. It did it, what, the Dow gained most it had gained in a single day, not too long ago, less than a week ago, almost 1,300 points, 1,293 if I'm not mistaken. So it had dropped a bunch, and it came back. Now it's dropped again. Let me just guess here. I don't know if you guys are keeping up, but my best guess is it's going to come back. You think the fundamentals of our economy has changed? Who's the biggest client to America? America, who's the biggest client to the rest of the world? America, what do you think, folks? I'm not telling you that these things don't have an impact, but to the degree that these people want, no way. It's not going to happen. Anyway, I want to talk about this. Another record performance by President Trump, proving yet again that America, the people that that believe Barack Obama is relevant are dying off. I mean, these are people that are slowly going, Barack Obama let I don't know what it was. Was it bird flu? Kill thousands of Americans. You never heard a word about it. Hillary Clinton falsely claimed that she and Barack Obama fought off SARS. It was before they were even in office. This is the level of crazy that's out there. Donald Trump prevents coronavirus from killing. I mean, it's going to kill people. That's like saying, oh, there's a new Russian flu. You know, it's a new strain of flu. Who do we blame? Does it really matter? I mean, the flu isn't sitting around going, you know, under Trump, I think I'm just going to stay the way that I am and let him get his 8 years in. Viruses mutate. People die. Hey, here's I know I'm about to give you something that most people don't want to tell you. Don't tell anybody, okay, because it's a secret. Everybody dies. During President Trump's tenure, I know it's hard to believe, in a time of plenty, in a time when we have the best president in modern history, there are people who are not going to get to enjoy this time. I know a lady, she lost her grandson. She works for my aunt, who's a quadriplegic, and she lost her grandson less than a year ago. You know, 18, 19-year-old kid. He's not going to get to see Trump's full term. Neither a bunch of people. I have an aunt that's 107 years old. She's outlived practically everybody in the family, certainly everybody that she was born with. If you had said to her, you're going to live to be 107, 108 years old, she would have said, boy, shut up. But here she is. So, Barack Obama, not relevant. Donald Trump is. Not that America needs any more proof, but President Trump commands an audience. His rallies bring in tens of thousands, 100,000 plus tickets. I know, broken record, Kevin. You've said all this before. I'm just trying to make a point. There's another record that was broken. I wrote about it. So I said to you guys, President Trump just doesn't rock the rallies. He rocks town halls. The one that he hosted in Scranton, Pennsylvania, that he did strategically. Why? Because it's Joe Biden's backyard. I'm a kid from Scranton. Joe Biden likes to brag about that. I'm a kid from Scranton, you know, just an ordinary kid. So Donald Trump takes his town hall to Scranton, Pennsylvania. The most watched town hall in history. 4.2 million viewers. Now, I don't know how that compares to the Super Bowl or other things, but 4.2 million viewers. The show garnered 744,000 in that demographic that all the TV shows want, that 25 to 54-year-old demographic. 6:30 to 7:30 Eastern Time the other night dominated the other cable news programs. And let me give you some comparisons. 4.2 million for Fox, MSNBC, 1.4 million, CNN, 1 million. I mean, he quadrupled MSNBC, tripled MSNBC and quadrupled CNN on the numbers on the most watched town hall in history. He handled it in conversational mode. A departure from you know, his speechifying that he does at the rallies. I watched it. He was much more at ease, more so than normal, much more at ease. He connected with the audience, as the TV audience numbers suggest, and he connected with the American people, 4.2 million of them, in fact. If you want to know how he did, here's what you should do. Google Trump Fox News Town Hall Reviews and watch what you come up with. And I'm going to save you from having to do it, but you can do it if you want. You know what you come up with when you Google that? You find nothing. There was nobody that critiqued him. Nobody said anything. Nobody wants to admit on the left that Donald Trump knocked it out of the park in Biden's backyard. It was a hit. I dare you to go watch it. 25 minutes of Donald Trump just blowing it. I mean, just destroying this idea that he's not a civil person, that he doesn't know what he's doing. The people that watch it, correct me if I'm wrong, folks, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, send me a note. Tell me what your thoughts were, or call me, 844-551-8255. Blew it away. Nobody wants to talk about it. Man in the audience who identified himself as David was asked about his political affiliation. He says, I'm a Democrat. He was a Democrat that voted for President Trump. And so Martha McCallum says, is there anything or any issue that would change your mind as far as voting for the president? And David answered, no. He goes, it was about the economy for me. And he goes, this president has rocked it. Here's what he said. I'm reading it. I'm focused on the economy, on the regulation and deregulation. I like what's happened in the country in the last 4 years. Thankful for your efforts, sir. Hope we can continue on that. And Donald Trump said, thank you. So he said, then he went on to say, I think they thought you were going to give them a different answer. That sounded like a setup question, but it wasn't. It was a Democrat thanking him. Folks, this is the point of this. Big numbers, biggest town hall ever.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is working very closely with the cruise ship industry on the growing coronavirus threat.
They're taking very strong steps in terms of people going on and going off, but they're spending a lot of money and they're working very hard, and we're going to be helping that industry.
Meeting with health insurers at the White House, Vice President Pence insists the full resources of the federal government are being focused on the growing coronavirus crisis, including pushing out accurate test kits. The Dow opened up more than 900 points following a more than 2,000-point drop on Monday. Joe is a veteran money manager and tells CNBC,
"The losses that we had the last couple of weeks, you haven't even really gotten that statement yet. I moved all my money into treasuries 3 weeks ago because I saw this coming."
In trading, the Dow is up over 300 points. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of called Crimea. He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
That was Joe Biden forgetting the name of his boss. That would have been President Barack Hussein Obama. But Biden can't remember the guy's name. Can't seem to remember it. But Biden, even with his dementia, keeps gathering up the momentum. Everybody, they're believing the hype. Saw a poll today that said Biden would beat President Trump 48-42% if the election were held today. Let me tell you something. That is the most insane poll. It's the same polling where they poll 65% Democrat, and then they come out with it. And I can give you, I was talking about one recently, 65% of Democrats were polled, which means 35% Republicans or other were polled. And it still didn't come out ahead for the Democrats. Yeah, I don't remember what it was, economy or whatever. It doesn't matter. When they poll a plurality of Democrats, and then they go, look at his great poll for Biden, 48%. So if you were to poll 100% former Obama voters, either one, and ask them, hey, who do you think is going to win the next election? And you get 54% of former Obama voters think that Biden's going to win the election, which means 46% don't. That would tell you 46% of the people probably aren't going to vote for Biden. Ergo, they're going to go vote for the Republicans, but they won't do that. So, I mean, look, I could give you all kinds of scenarios to look at with this thing. My only point is it's faked. It's skewed in such a – and I don't know why they do this. I don't get it. I don't understand why you would dare do this. Because, you know, to thine self be true. By the way, Kevin Jackson's you're listening to thine self be true. I generally try to be. True to myself. Kevin, are you good looking? Well, I don't know. I'm kind of cute. You know, carrying a little extra weight. Yeah, I could lose a few pounds. Yeah, I mean, why would you lie to yourself? You got some pants you're trying to get into. Do you think your pants are going to lie to you? You think that dress is going to lie? You know, but the Democrats seem to love to tell themselves, we got this. Not a debate is going on. Look, coming off of Hillary Clinton losing, having the entirety of the government on her side, FBI, CIA, NSA, FISA courts, the media, all of it, You get brain dead moron Biden, and they still think, oh boy, now we got a real shot to get rid of that Trump. Trump was an unknown, didn't even have a record. He had a record as a businessman, but not as a politician, and they still want to be optimistic. Well, fine, okay, I'm not going to try to cheat you out of your feel-good moments. But boy, whoo! All right, that's what you think. Cory Booker has now endorsed Donald Trump. Now, this is on the heels of, let's go into our battle of the black folks, okay? Jesse Jackson Sr. endorsed Bernie Sanders. Ask me why. Look, I get it. Bernie says he's going to give away more than anybody else. Jesse, he's a gimme. You know, he's always got his hand out for something. I bet you Bernie probably put a few checkles in his, you know, in his coffers. But he's endorsed Bernie. I don't know. I have never met anybody, and I'm telling you, I've been around a few decades. I have never met anybody that said to me, Kevin, I'm going to wait it out and see what Jesse Jackson has to say before I make up my mind. But hey, if Bernie thinks that's an endorsement, congratulations. So Kamala Harris, she, not to let Jesse Jackson get all the, you know, the sunshine, she comes out and says, I'm endorsing Biden. He's the best man for the job. Joe, he's our man. He can't do it. Nobody can. Now, this is the same woman who competed against Joe, tried to take him. She galoolied Joe. You know what I'm talking about? She did a Tonya Harding on a Nancy Kerrigan's knees, trying to take Joe out with that whole racial thing. And then remember she made the commercial? You know, Joe Biden, I was a little girl that was on that bus when you were talking about all your racist stuff. All your racism, Joe Biden. And she soft-shooted because she didn't want to tear into him. Just in case. Just in case. So now you know what all these leftists are doing. They're going, hey, Joe, pick me to be your vice president. Pick me. It'll really help my career. A junior senator, Kamala Harris, who's got a worse record against black folks than the Ku Klux Klan, and she's asking Joe, the segregationist lover, the Klan sympathizer, to put her on the ticket. And all is forgiven, Joe. Remember all that stuff I said about you during the debate? It's all forgiven. Will you please forgive me? Joe, don't whip me, Massa. Don't whip me. Don't whip me. Please, Miss Massa. These stepping, fetching, silly leftist Negroes crack me up. And they got the nerve to call us sellouts. So, Joe Biden, look, if Joe Biden said to me, Kevin, will you endorse me? I'll give you $1 million, $2 million, $5 million. Joe, no, sorry. No. Get it up to 10. Maybe I'll say a good word in there, too. I'll put in a good word. But I ain't endorsing you. No way. And the other thing is this. Most people care about their reputations. Would you endorse a dude with brain damage? I mean, being honest, would you? I wouldn't. I would not endorse a dude with brain damage. Anyway, here's the deal. So, back to what I was talking about. Kamala Harris endorses Joe Biden, and she's the one who beat this man up over racism. Now, she hasn't beat him up on his dementia. She just beat him up on racism. Joe, I was that little girl that went to those segregated schools. I got bussed. You don't know what it's like. You shouldn't be saying, I don't even know what she said, but you know, it was all, Joe, you're a bad racist. I'm going to forgive you because you're a Democrat and you were Barack Obama's vice president. So I'm going to give you a little bit of cover here. But for the most part, I'm going to throw some shade on you and try to take him out. And then Kamala Harris shoots up, right? She shoots up. Everybody, woo, Kamala Harris. She went after Joe Biden. Look at her debate performance. And then she started jumping the shark. She got ethnic. She started dancing. Man, you want to talk about a clown show? Kamala Harris put on a clown show. The more the numbers dropped after her surge from jumping on Biden, then it went back down, and she couldn't keep it. It left her. The money left her. The adulation left her. The spotlight left her. And guess what? Ultimately, she quit. So here's I want to remind you. Four black Democrats ran to try to become president. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Deval Patrick, and Wayne Messam. Not a one of them left. And now these step-and-fetch-it leftist Negroes are endorsing Biden, a rich white man who they all went after for one reason or another. And for the right reasons, if you ask me. I think Biden is a Biden's too stupid to know the impact of hanging out with segregationists and KKK members and racists. He just looks at it like, well, I mean, you know, they were helping my political career, so for political expediency, I needed to do it. Yeah, he actually said that. He didn't say it that way, but that's essentially what he was saying is, look, you got to work with everybody. You can't go around. When they're the ones in power, you have to capitulate to them, and you have to buy into their racism. He is the perfect leftist. See, if there's a angry mob that wants to go lynch some black folks, Joe Biden would side with the angry mob, because you know why? Far be it from me to tell y'all that you shouldn't go after this brother and lynch him, because you know, I get it. That he's a go-along-to-get-along guy. Look, I know a lot of people are going to be mad. They're going to, Kevin, you're taking it over the top. You're being offensive. I'm not being any of that. I'm being truthful. What Joe Biden said was, these segregationists, these Ku Klux Klan, these black people hating racists were my friends. I didn't agree with everything that they said, but I wanted to find common ground. We all got it, blah, blah, blah. Let's get along. Let's reach across the aisle. Blah, blah, blah. You know, the stuff that you as a principled individual would say, let me tell you something, a Ku Klux Klan member or whatever, if those are your feelings about blacks, I can no longer associate with you. That's what you would have done, not Joe Biden. Nope, Joe Biden isn't going to do something like that. That takes what's called principle. The Democratic Party has nobody with principle. Let's just be clear. So this is where we are. Cory Booker, who has said Joe Biden is not all there. Cory Booker's gone farther. Remember, they got into a spat over this whole racial incident, and he says, you owe us an apology, Joe. And Joe Biden said, I'm never apologizing to you. And then 2 days later, he promptly apologized. Man's got no principles, no scruples, no core, no gut. If he really believed that he was able to change these segregationists and these Klan members, why didn't he just say, look, I was over there fighting on your behalf? But he didn't say that. He went along to get along. And now Cory Booker says all is forgiven. He's going, oh, you know what? Old Joe was just fooling about, because he wants to be on the ticket. They're all vying to get on the ticket with Joe Biden. I want you to understand, Democrats will run with a brain-dead moron if they think it can enhance their careers. And that's what they are all jockeying for, is the ability to go run with a guy who's so brain-damaged, he won't even... By the time this is all said and done, Joe Biden's legacy will be in the toilet, which is where it belongs, by the way.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Jackson Radio Show con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm a nominated Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat, an Obama Democrat.
And Obama Democrat. Joe Biden sounded drunk in that exchange. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. He was endorsed by Cory Booker, who had this to say about him.
African-American voters in the South, African-American voters here in Detroit, they have played a pivotal role in my entire lifetime in choosing the Democratic nominee. And what I'm excited about is to hear Joe Biden even growing in enthusiasm, because he's always been talking about it, and understanding the issues of race and, frankly, racial reconciliation, racial justice, and even saying things now about choosing a black woman on the Supreme Court. So I'm happy about the diversity of our nation. I'm happy to see the coalitions that Joe Biden is building. I'm happy that I know confidently that he's going to govern in a way that brings us together as a nation across racial, religious, even party lines to begin to do the business, because we know now more than ever our adversaries from China to Russia are building in strength and determination to undermine our democracy. Our divisions as a country is our weakness. We need the candidate that can best unify all of us, and that is Joe Biden.
Can you imagine Joe Biden negotiating with Putin or Xi Jinping or anybody with the brain that's floating around in his skull? I mean, seriously, Cory Booker should be ashamed of himself. He should be ashamed. Everybody that is coming out endorsing Joe Biden should honestly be ashamed of themselves. It did make me wonder, though, what happens to endorsements when people quit? You know, like there were people that endorsed Bernie Sanders, they endorsed Elizabeth Warren, they endorsed Klobuchar, whomever, all these papers that made all these endorsements. What are they saying now? Now that it's Joe Biden,
oh, well, he's a centrist, so it's okay, he's a centrist.
Well, okay. Joe Biden, I'm doing a recap here because I think it's important for you to understand just how crazy things are about to get. If you're having fun now, you wait for two. Wait. Okay, this next series for Joe is going to be relatively easy because everybody's ganging up on little Bernie, little socialist Bernie, communist Bernie. But once he flips that switch and makes that transition, and Joe's got to go up against the juggernaut that is Donald Trump, we're going to see how things work out then. It's going to be a lot of fun. Here's Joe Biden rambling. I talked about a lot of these, even the one where he was doing the Declaration of Independence. But here he is rambling. Just listen for yourself.
And turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
That clip is of particular interest to me. By the way, Kevin Jackson's who I am. It's KevinJacksonShow.com. That clip is of particular interest, and here's why. Joe Biden, whether he's reading the teleprompter or whatever, the words that should never come out of his mouth is, let's let Donald Trump get reelected in any way, shape, or form. I don't care if the dude is in a drunken stupor. It's like under hypnosis, they tell you. Under hypnosis, you will not do what you will not do. What your subconscious goes, I won't do that, right? So, even under hypnosis, it may get you to tell a secret or something like that, because, you know, that's another thing. But it will not, if you are like, no, I do, there is no way you will get me in a same-sex kissing scene, for example, right? If you do it in your under hypnosis, it means you got an issue, okay? But you won't do it. Joe Biden should be programmed to never let the words come out of his mouth that he wants Donald Trump reelected. What it's telling you is Joe Biden knows what's going on. That's what they call a Freudian slip. And he couldn't even self-correct. He couldn't go, oh, man, the teleprompter's telling me Donald Trump's going to win. Yeah, whoever wrote that teleprompter, fire that guy. He couldn't even come up with a joke. He said it. Well,
Trump's going to get reelected, and wait a minute, that's not what I'm supposed to say.
I mean, it was so funny. It was too funny to watch, and you can see him sort of working through it. And the worst part about all of this is Joe Biden can't move his forehead because he's got all that Botox. So there's no reaction. You know what I mean? It's just kind of a scowl at this point. Oh, man. But I still want to go back. I want to play that old clip, the one that he's, you know, I think we played the other day, right? The one with he's talking about, well, we did the three accounts of the same story and giving truth over facts. And then he talked about 150 people who had died over that. Of course, he lied about his his academic record. But no, the one I want to talk about, I'm just giving you guys some examples of the things that have happened. When I tell you it's accelerating, I want you to understand, it's accelerating. Joe's dementia is front and center. It isn't a question of if. It's a question of how much, to what degree. I want to play this clip. We played it the other day. Him talking about the Declaration of Independence. And here's what he says.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. Self-evident. All men and women are created. You know the thing. The thing. Joe doesn't know the thing. Look, guys, I don't know when you learned that, and we talked about it the other day. I'm not going to belabor it. I did see Joe Rogan covered it, and I said we covered it better. Joe's look. There's slurred speech and all these other things, and you could go, man, he was tired. I have been tired. I've been tired on this radio show. I'll tell you something. And because, you know, something going on family wise, like my aunt was up late, you know, had to go do something with her, and I was exhausted. And your brain is like, you're just tired. You're saying stuff, and you're like, what did I just say? And you'll catch yourself. That's why they tell you don't go to a doctor when he's had a long day. Doctors get tired, and if he's falling asleep on the inside of your belly, whoo, that could get ugly. Don't go. Go fresh. Go in the morning when he's just coming in, you know? That's when you want to get your operation. Anyway, Joe is not overly tired. These are daytime. This is not, you know, 11 o'clock at night and Joe's been all, you know, out going. This is before Joe was really even the front runner again. Speaking of which, Joe Biden has a distinction of being the front runner, losing it, becoming the, you know, third or fourth or fifth place. And then circling back to become the front runner. That usually doesn't happen. It doesn't. You're in your front runner status and you're up there. You know, if it's a battle, they're battling it out, it's front runner. But once you gain front runner status, hardly ever do you lose it. If you lose front runner status and you got to get it back, you really are a loser. I'm just being clear. Don't think for one second that the Democrats want you to believe, oh, Joe, no, he fought his way back. No, he didn't. Joe Biden didn't fight his way back. There are people so concerned about Joe Biden right now, contingency plans are being made in Washington. Joe Biden is not going to pick his own VP. I don't know anything about politics. I mean, not enough to say grace over. I'm not running for office. I've never run a campaign. I've helped people with strategy, things like that. Never run a campaign. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden's not going to pick his VP. Some rich fat cat that's financing his campaign will pick his VP. And that person and the rich fat cats will figure out how to divide up the world when Joe is put in an insane asylum like in that movie Dave, where, you know, the president has a stroke and then they just bring in a body double. You can bet people are looking for Joe's body double right now. Because Joe is not going to run the show. Now, the good news is we're never going to have to know. We're never going to have to know. Joe Biden will never see the inside of the Oval Office, probably ever again, but certainly never as president. It will not happen. He's nutty. When you misquote the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator, and he can't finish. Joe can't finish. You know, in that thing. It's kind of the way the leftists view the Constitution. You know, I mean, you know, that thing with all the amendments and stuff. That. You mean that thing that ends with you as American citizens should be able to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? That thing, Joe? That thing that you don't seem to put to memory? And yet he's getting all these endorsements. All this is to shut Bernie down. That's what they want. After the next series of primaries, Bernie's gone. He knows it. Bernie's toast. He's accepted his fate. But I say to Bernie, hang in there. You never know what.
This is
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.